Well, something that might have smelled when it was first produced, but certainly doesn't now, is fossilised faeces, known as coprolites. And researchers this week are announcing the discovery of the oldest fossilised tapeworm eggs. This is an amazing piece of work. It's done by Paula Denizian Dias, who's at the Federal University of Rio Grande in South Brazil. And they've got this paper in PLOS One. They've been to this region called São Gabriel, and there's what they say was probably a freshwater lake which was drying up at some point, because there are lots and lots of these fossilised fish faeces, these coprolites, all in one area. And by looking at the shape of this, they can actually tell what sort of fish it came from. They know it was a sort of shark-like or ray-like fish. And it's about 5 centimetres by 2 centimetres, and someone took a thin section of it and looked at it under the microscope, and they can actually see these really small, they're about, I suppose, about a tenth of a millimetre across, these structures at one end. And there's about 93 of them, and they're little ovals. And looked at more closely, they are indistinguishable from tapeworm eggs. And inside one of them is even a little larva of a worm about to hatch. And it's even got the little hooks that the larvae make to cling on. And no one has found anything this old before. These are the earliest tapeworm eggs. But the reason this is so interesting is it shows you that even 270 million years ago, when these faeces were laid down, for want of a better phrase, actually this parasitic life cycle was already well established. And you think, you know, that's not that long in real terms after big complex life really got going in the first place. I mean, it's just absolutely striking, isn't it?
Wow, amazing. You wouldn't think that you could get something that old and still see life happening like that in it.
Yeah, I think that the fact that it's that old and that you can preserve that level of detail is in itself extraordinary. But also, as I say, the fact that these forms of life were that well established, that parasitic cycle of these tapeworms were there 270 million years ago.
So did we not know that tapeworms were around that long ago before this?
No, I mean, there was an assumption that they must have turned up at some point, but this proves that they were well established, not just getting going, they were well established and had a clear life cycle even that long ago.